The Chafetz Chaim was quoting a Maamar Chazal that demonstrates how a person is held accountable for all repercussions of his action. Rav Yochanan said that if you steal even a pruta, the smallest amount, from a person, it's as if you stole his soul away. So that's regarding himself. And then the Chazal go on to say it's as if you not only you stole his soul, but you also are responsible for the damage you do to his children, because now that he doesn't have the money, he can't feed his family. And then the Chazal go on to say that not only are you responsible for that, but you're also responsible for everything that happens indirectly, begrama, through your actions, all the people that are collateral damage as a result of your theft. And how do we know that a person is responsible for even the collateral damage that happens as a result of his actions? So the Gemara proves that from the story of Shaul. What was the story? Shaul had killed out the whole city of Naiv. Naiv was full of Kehanim. And he killed them because they had helped David HaMelech escape from him, even though they had no knowledge that Shaul was even chasing him. That was still a secret. But he thought that they willingly did so, and it was an act of treason. And this was considered a great sin on Shaul's part. After Shaul died and David became king, there was a famine, a hunger for 3 years. And David asked Hashem, why is this happening? And Hashem communicated with him through Nevi'im that it was because of Shaul killing the Givinim. Givinim, who were they? Shaul didn't kill any Givinim. Shaul killed that Noiv Yerachainim. Givinim were a kind of Jewish, kind of not Jewish nation that were water carriers and wood choppers. But the Gemara explains that their primary income was to provide water and wood for Noiv Yerachainim. And when Noiv Yerachainim was killed, they lost their whole income. And as a result, became destitute and couldn't provide for their families. And Shaul was held accountable for them. And because of that, it was decreed min Hashemayim that 7 of his grandchildren had to be punished, had to be killed. It was a very tragic story in Shmuel. But we see, regardless, that the repercussions of someone's actions, the collateral damage, which was not even his intention, not even within his knowledge, are held against them in punishment, even though they had absolutely no intention to do that. So we see how awesome Midas HaDin is, how it demands retribution for every single aspect of an action. Midas HaRachamim in Midas HaChesed of Hashem is thousands of times greater than Midas HaDin. So certainly for every aspect of Chesed, every single repercussion of an action, every single person that is affected, Hashem will reward the person as if they did it themselves, willingly, knowingly, intentionally. Another important point to think about is that when we daven, we're constantly asking Hashem for mercy and for Him to do chesed with us. We say, Sim Shalom Taivo, Vracha, Chein, V'chesed, V'rachmim Aleinu. Give us peace, goodness, blessing, Chein, kindness, mercy. Now, if we ask Hashem for that, it's very difficult for those tefillahs to be answered if we don't exhibit those qualities ourselves, if we don't practice chesed ourselves, if we don't practice those virtues. If we're not Bali Rachmanis, if we're not Bali Chesed, if we're not Gaimel Chesed, we aren't kind on a regular basis, we don't look to perform Chesed, then there's very little foundation for our tefillahs. All the things we ask for in Shemoneh Esrei are based on Hashem's kindness. And specifically regarding Parnasa, which we so desperately need, and is something which is so totally dependent on Hashem's Chesed, as we say every day in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Mechalkel Chaim B'Chesed. Hashem provides for all living things with kindness. So if we want Hashem to be Mechalkel Chaim, we want Him to provide for us, we want Him to see that our needs are taken care of, and we ask Him to do it with Chesed. We know we don't deserve it, so we ask Him to be kind. How can we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act with Chesed and with kindness if we ourselves don't? If we don't even look for those opportunities? And clearly, to the level where a person performs chesed is the level where we can be merit. We could merit. We could have the schus of Hashem listening to our tefillahs, and being mischased with us as well, being kind and granting us what we need with midas chesed as well.